Hello, everyone. I'm Coy Wire. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I am grateful to be right here with you to help jumpstart your week for the best 10 minutes in news right here on CNN 10. Let's start today with an update on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The International Criminal Court issued a war crimes arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday. This for an alleged scheme to deport thousands of Ukrainian children to Russia. Now, Russia called the actions outrageous and unacceptable and said the court's decisions are null and void in their country. Like the U.S., China, and other nations, Russia isn't a member of the court, so they don't recognize its jurisdiction. So the chances of Putin actually being in a courtroom over this seem slim to none. Putin and any other official would have to be arrested outside of Russia or handed over. And if you think justice in general moves slowly, experts say international justice barely moves at all. But anyone accused of a crime in the jurisdiction of the court can be tried. Even presidents. The court tries people, not countries, and focuses on those who hold the most responsibility. That being said, this court is meant as a, quote, last resort, and it's not meant to replace any country's justice system. The White House has said that it welcomed accountability for perpetrators of war crimes, but stopped short of a full endorsement. And the U.S. also said they will continue to help Ukraine document Moscow's misdeeds. 10-second trivia. Which of these terms refers to the red, green, and brown marine algae growing along seashores? Coral, anemones, seaweed, or seagrass? Normally anchored to the seafloor, seaweed can also be found floating on the ocean surface. There's been a growing threat to tourism in the Caribbean in recent years, and now parts of Florida could be next. Seaweed is overwhelming normally beautiful beaches. A 5,000-mile-wide mass of seaweed is headed for Florida right now. That's twice as wide as the entire U.S. And it can smell like rotten eggs or sulfur when it washes ashore. For years, it's been wreaking havoc in the Caribbean and on some beaches around Cancun in Mexico. And it's getting worse. Experts say one potential cause is agricultural runoff. Fertilizers, for example, for crops that wash into rivers and then eventually out to sea. Workers at some resorts are having to fill up dump trucks every day and haul mounds of the algae away, but it's relentless, frustrating tourists in places where tourism is the heartbeat of the economy. Here's more now from our friend Layla Santiago, our correspondent who's on the story in Florida.
It's thick in the summertime, builds up, and smells terrible.
Joe Kaplan captured these images about a week ago. Massive amounts of seaweed washing up at Smathers Beach, a beach he knows well because he walks it several times a week.
I was shocked when I saw it that day where it wasn't even spring yet. It's still winter, which is very unusual.
And this is about 5,000 miles long.
Professor Shelman Hu is one of the leading experts on what many have referred to as a massive blob of seaweed heading to Florida's coast.
Fair to call it a blob?
Nope.
No, we can't call it a blob. Okay.
I would never call that a blob.
Okay, why?
Because it's not.
Satellite images, he says, show it's not one massive body of seaweed, rather a bunch of patchy clumps traveling from West Africa. It's called the Atlantic Sargassum Belt and is considered a natural phenomenon. Right now, it's twice the width of the U.S., carrying 6 million tons of seaweed and headed to the East Coast.
In June of this year, it may turn into 20 million tons.
So let me get this straight. This, what we're seeing the last month, is 6 million tons, and it's going to get bigger.
Yes. There's no way to stop that. This is nature, just like no one can stop a hurricane.
Should we be worried about that?
Nope.
Why?
Reason is the sargassum is not toxic.
But it smells pretty bad, and it's a nuisance for those trying to keep beaches clean to attract tourists. Just a few years ago, here's what it looked like in Mexico. Officials in Monroe County, which includes the Florida Keys, have set aside more than $200,000 to clean and remove sargassum from its beaches.
Seaweed is a mixed blessing. We need it. Seaweed is a nursery for all these large pelagic fish. The negative side to that seaweed is if it comes in the concentrations that are believed we're going to see, our fishing grounds are going to be completely covered with it. There's almost no point to fishing because we're going to be spending the entire day cleaning weed off our lines.
Did you know that as of last summer, half of young adults ages 18 to 29 have roommates that are named mom and dad? Millions of young adults are living with their parents, and that's the most since the Great Depression. Some choose to live with their parents to save money and build for their futures, but many don't have a choice. The cost of housing is rising, student loan debt is piling. So here's CNN's correspondent Gabe Cohen, who's been speaking to people across the country who are living at home after college.
Yeah, it feels like home.
Grace Lemire shows us her Massachusetts home.
So this is my childhood bedroom.
Well, her parents' home.
This is my mom's office.
The 24-year-old moved back after college and hasn't left, even though she's now making close to six figures running her own content marketing business.
I mean, it's been huge. I've been able to completely save an emergency fund. I have been able to put a lot of money onto my student loans. I have a bigger down payment for a future home. Those are things that are important to me and make living at home make more sense for me.
She posts about it on TikTok.
But have you seen the rent prices out there?
And she's not alone.
Living by yourself is almost impossible.
Millions of young adults moved home during the pandemic, and many haven't left.
It's something that I used to be almost like embarrassed or ashamed of, but not anymore.
As of last summer, 50% of adults 18 to 29 years old were living with their parents, according to Pew, down just slightly from 52% at the peak of the pandemic, the most since the Great Depression.
I would say most of my friends are actually living at home with their parents.
Housing costs are a key reason. The average rent nationwide, nearly $2,000, is 26% higher than at the start of COVID and only rising amid this high inflation.
I can't be financially stable if I want to go out and live on my own.
23-year-old Christine Brunick has lived with her parents in a Minnesota suburb since finishing college. Renting her own place, she says, could cost half her marketing salary.
I feel kind of like in a stagnant position.
What's your plan as of now?
I'm hoping to move out in August, but again, that depends if I find roommates.
Then there's student loan debt.
The goal is to just clear that out as quickly as I can.
26-year-old John Williams, a pharmacist in Michigan, moved into his parents' basement after finishing grad school with $180,000 of student debt, he says.
It has been a very minimalist lifestyle. I saved over 80% of my net income.
When do you think you'll be able to clear your student debt?
Probably late fall. I'm about three-quarters of the way through it right now.
Are you getting antsy?
I am getting slightly antsy. I do feel like 2023 would probably be a good year for me to move out.
Many Americans don't like this trend. 36% say that more young adults living with parents is bad for society, while 16% say it's good, according to Pew Research.
I've been called a fraud and a freeloader.
Grace's mom had a different take.
If she's in a better position, then, you know, that gives us peace of mind. And when we get older, if we need help, she'll be in a better position to help us, right?
Up next, let's hang 10 for CNN 10's 10 out of 10 story. Australian surf coach Blake Johnston broke the world record for longest surf session. He did it on Friday, surfing 40 straight hours in Sydney, Australia, breaking the previous record by about 10 hours. Stung by jellyfish, thinking about potential shark attacks, he rode more than 600 waves for nearly two whole days. Think about how scary it must have been at nighttime. Blake did this to raise money for mental health initiatives, and he raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. Where there's a will, there's a wave. Good vibes on the good tides. My team and I love learning about current events with you, and we also love giving a special shout out. Go Lumberjacks! Hume Lake Charter School in Sequoia National Park, California. Rise up. Thanks for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. Hang loose today, y'all, and I hope that happiness comes in waves. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.